Welcome to our automated eligibility, pre-service notification, and claims status service. Did you know you can get answers to many of your claims, benefits, and eligibility questions via our provider portal? It's quick and easy. Just visit www.mybenefits.imagine360.com. That's www.mybenefits.imagine360.com. Please enter all 9 digits of your tax ID number, including any zeros, followed by the pound sign. The tax ID we will use for matching your claims is 75197174. If this tax ID is correct, press 1. To re-enter it, press 2. Please enter the member's Social Security number or the employee ID from the member's ID card, followed by the pound sign. Please enter the member's Social Security number or the employee ID from the member's ID card, followed by the pound sign.
It is in Hotel 88054. Please
enter the member's Social Security number or the employee ID from the member's ID card, followed by the pound sign. The member number you entered is 9854201-35. Press 1 if this number is correct, or 2 to re-enter it. Please enter the member's birthday, followed by the pound sign. Enter the month, day, and year as an 8-digit number. Please enter the member's birthday, followed by the pound sign. Enter the month, day, and the birthday you entered is May 22nd, 1965. Press 1 if this date is correct, or 2 to re-enter for eligibility and benefits, or to initiate a pre-service notification, press 1. Claim status, press 2. To receive eligibility information on medical, press 1. For dental, press 2. For vision, press 3.
Operator.
To receive eligibility information on medical, press 1. For dental, press 2. For vision, press 3. Please hold while we retrieve the information you have requested. The member's most recent medical coverage started on May 1st, 2025. The reference number for this request is 712297. To be sent a fax of eligibility information, including instructions for initiating a pre-service notification, press 2. To make another request, press 3. To transfer to customer service, press 4. To hang up, press 5. Please hold while you are connected to a customer service representative.
If you are a provider calling for benefits, eligibility, or claim status, press 1 now. If you are calling for pre-service notification, please press 2. Pre-notification on all inpatient services is strongly recommended, and in some cases may please be advised that your call may be monitored or recorded for quality and training purposes. This is not a guarantee of benefits. All charges are subject to plan provisions, including exclusions, IRS regulations, and eligibility at the time charges are incurred. After your call, please remain on the line for a short survey.
Thank you for calling Imagine 360 Utilization Review Department. My name is Stephanie. How can I help you?
Hello, good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, so good morning. My name is Sophie and initial to last is N as November. I'm from provider's office.
Yes, how can I help you this morning?
Okay, so I have an authorization number for this member. This authorization is not have been used at it, and I want to update this authorization, and I need to do some modifications in that. Could you help me out with this?
Certainly, I'll see about modifying that authorization for you. Could I get the auth number from you, please?
Yeah, sure. It's 1817276.
Okay, bear with me for 1 minute. Let me get that pulled up in my system, please.
Sure.
Could I get you to verify the member's name and date of birth, please?
Tyria Love. Date of birth is May 22nd, 1965.
Okay, thank you. Okay, and what type of changes are you needing made to the authorization?
Okay, so previously this authorization is approved for Precinct Ambulatory Surgical Center, and the date of service is for this request is August 24th, 2025. So we need to update the site of service as well as the date of service, because on which the date of this patient is scheduled, that have been rescheduled, and now it's rescheduled to September 16th, 2025. That means the procedure is not performed on August 12th at the location.
Okay, so the new date of service is September the 16th, is that correct?
Yes, and I have to update the changed facility also.
Okay, bear with me for just a moment and let me get this pulled up. Could I get you just to verify the CPT code that you're calling for?
62323.
Okay, and bear with me for just a second.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Just make a quick note in here. Okay, let me get your information in here. That was for Sophie. And may I get a good callback number for you, please?
240-860-1330.
All right, so I have 240-860-1330, is that correct?
Yes, correct.
Okay, and you were calling from the provider's office?
Yes.
Is that Dr. Herrera?
Mm-hmm. All right.
Okay. Change the place of service and date of service for off. Okay. Push this to change place of service. Okay, we want to change it from the Precinct Ambulatory Surgery Center. Is that correct?
Yes, I want to change that.
Okay. Okay, let me get this in here and get all the information that's on this case. Okay, let me get this taken out. And what is the new MPI of the new facility?
199-245-1389.
I'm sorry,
199-245-1389.
Okay, let me just get this pulled up. And this is NRH Pain Management Group?
Yes.
Okay. This in here. And is this at 3075 West South Lake Boulevard in South Lake, Texas?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Okay. 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 Also, to change the date of service to new date of, and the new date of service is 9/16/2025. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Right, and so confirm that the facility code of the 6323 and provider case details. And would you want an updated, let me just see, this was, okay. So she's able to get this updated. Would you just want her to call you with that update, because I see that for this one, this is a Cigna case, and so the offs are not faxed out, but she could call you to confirm all of these changes.
So at this stage, this authorization is already approved or it's still pending?
It has been approved, but I have to send all of these changes over to the nurse to make the changes, since it was a nurse-approved authorization, and I'm not able to make those changes. So I have to get these sent over to the nurse, Kathy, to make those changes. And then whenever she makes those changes, she can call you to let you know that the changes have been done to the case.
Okay. So, yeah. Could you spell out your first name?
Yes, ma'am. It is S as in Sam, T as in Tom, E as in Edward, P as in Paul, H is in Henry, A is in Alpha, N is in Nancy, I is in India, E is in Edward, and the initial to my last name is G like girl. And I would just need to get you our call reference number along with the disclaimer that the call reference number is not a guarantee of coverage, payment, or benefits. The claim coverage is determined at the time the claim is received. And should you need coverage, payment, or benefit information, please contact our provider services department at the number listed on the back of the member's card, or I can always transfer you at the end of our phone call. But our call reference number is going to be the same as that off number that you have of the 1-817-276. Once again, that is 1-817-276. And I'm going to get this sent over to the nurse right now to request those changes to be made.
Okay, so do you need my callback number so she can connect me?
Yes, I sure have a telephone number for you of 240-860-1330. Is that correct?
Yes, and my name is Sophie.
Okay. Yes, I have all of that documented, and I am going to send this over to the nurse now, okay?
Okay. So within how much time will we receive a call back?
I would hope that that would happen today. I don't have an exact time frame, but I would think that that would happen today.
Okay. No worries.
All right. Was there anything else that I could do for you this morning?
No, and thank you so much, Stephanie.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much for calling. Have a great day, and thanks again for calling Imagine 360.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.